This is the Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by Light Up Media Group. Now, your host, former USA Baseball National Team coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Inside Pitch. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. Hey, today's show is brought to you by Audible.com, a great resource for audiobooks. Hey, listen, do us a favor. Go to audiobook.com. Get a free audiobook, download a 30-day free trial by putting in audibletrial.com/theinsidepitch. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MPS player. Listen, we've got a great show. We are currently in Hong Kong doing the show. We're doing a show because we just got done with the Hong Kong Baseball Association doing a coaches certification clinic to make sure that their level one coaches are learning the proper things of the game. They are very progressive in dealing with their coaches, making sure that they have a good foundation of the sport. They're a great leader for this. Not only have they trained their coaches this week, but they've trained their umpires, and not only umpires from here, but umpires from all over Asia, along with our technical people from all over Asia, and our scorers. So they've really got the complete package. They've got experts from all over, and part of the help comes also from the World Baseball Softball Confederation. So in conjunction with the Hong Kong Baseball Association, they work together in putting together this program. I am very lucky, as your host, Pete Caliendo, to be one of the hosts, to be the head instructor for the coaching class. And during this class, I had some great, great young coaches who are enthusiastic, who really want to learn, who are going to be the future of Hong Kong baseball. And now it's a great pleasure to bring onto the show one of the directors of the Hong Kong Baseball Association, and it's Jose. And if hopefully I don't mess it up, Jose Au. No? Is that how do you say that? You say better than I do.
Yes. Hello, everybody. I'm Jose Au.
I did say the name okay.
Yeah, you say
all right.
Correct.
And Jose, tell us quick, give us a little background just quickly on Hong Kong baseball.
Okay. Actually, Hong Kong baseball, we have a Hong Kong Baseball Association in Hong Kong. We have been developed around 20 years. Last year is our 20 years anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And we start from a few players' parents who start up the Hong Kong Baseball Association 20 years ago. And then actually, we are one of the only official baseball association in Hong Kong. We organize all the trainings, activities, and also the national teams in Hong Kong.
Fantastic. And a lot of your funding, some of your funding comes from the government?
Yes, most of our funding comes from government.
That's great. So that helps, obviously.
Yeah, this helps a lot.
Fantastic. And tell us, as a director, give us a little background as a director. First of all, give us a little background baseball on you.
Mm-hmm.
What, player, coach, so forth.
Yes, actually, I've been playing baseball for more than 30 years.
Right.
When I was a very, very young kid. And then after that, and I'm representing Hong Kong to play all the games outside, like the Asian game, Asian Olympics, those kind of games. And then in year 2011, I retired, and then I start my coaching career in Hong Kong and starting to coach Hong Kong women's baseball team. And right now I'm the head coach of the women's baseball team. And then around 8 years ago, I joined the Hong Kong Baseball Association as a director and helping to develop Hong Kong baseball in Hong Kong.
So directors, they pretty much oversee the program, the whole program all around the country.
Yes, yes. Actually, we have around 17 directors in Hong Kong. We allocate different kinds of jobs. Someone may be interested in finance. Someone may be interested in coaching. Someone may be in charge of the elite programs, mm-hmm. and then maybe school development programs. So we allocate different kinds of work to different directors.
Fantastic. And tell us, what are the, because then we'll get into the baseball part, because I've seen the women play In Japan at, believe the World Cup.
Yes,
that was right. I was working the World Cup. It's great to see because they're pretty good players. And, you know, not just the Hong Kong players, but all the women baseball players that I saw do a very good job. Yeah. But tell us about the challenges, some of the challenges you might have in Hong Kong compared to other countries, maybe, as far as developing the sport.
Yeah, I think maybe most of the people know Hong Kong is a very small place.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 7 million people in Hong Kong. And one of our obstacles to develop our sports is the culture in Hong Kong is not very support to sports very much because we don't have too much professional players in Hong Kong.
Right.
And in Hong Kong, most of the parents are very, very think that the most important thing is education.
Mm-hmm.
They want their kids to be a lawyer, a doctor, architecture. So none of them will think their kids can be a professional, not even baseball player or maybe a football player.
Right.
So they don't want to invest their time for their kids in sports. So that's why we are very difficult to find players to play baseball in Hong Kong.
So what do you do? Since you have that challenge, what do you try to do? I mean, you're looking particularly for players who maybe have that dream.
Yeah, actually, we're trying to promote our baseball in school levels first.
Oh, great!
Yeah, because if you have knowledge in the primary schools, then it will be easier for you to teach them or coach them to be a players. So right now we are starting at that point, and then very very one thing is very good is we have more and more players coming to practice our national teams. We starting from 6 years ago. We start from around 20 players in our elite coach teams. Then right now it's more than 40.
Wow,
we have
good.
A great improvement. So this is
nice.
How we do?
Well, what's great is if you look at there were countries in Europe a long time ago, not too long ago, saying the same thing, saying that there's nothing for our players, let's say in Europe, to look forward to play anywhere. You know, now some European areas have professional leagues.
Yeah.
But now you're starting to see some European players make it to professional baseball in the States. You know, they sign a contract.
Yeah.
So maybe one day they get the Hong Kong player that signs that contract, and now these other kids are going to see that there is an opportunity to play somewhere. So you never know. I mean, other countries have thought, you know, because you guys are doing a really good job when it comes to developing your coaches. You've got programs, you know, that help everybody. So you're building a great foundation. As far as a head coach, what do you think some of the challenges are with your teams? Once you have your team, what's a challenge with your teams? You know, is it pitching? Is it hitting? Is it the organ? You know, getting them to compete? Or
I think one of the challenges that we have is the resources, because right now we only have we practice twice per week. It's because of the resources, we don't have enough field to practice. We have to share with the men's team, and also we have to share the baseball field with the soccer teams. So we only have 2 days per week, and then for field practicing, and then at the same time we don't have too many fitness class for them to train their fitness.
Sure.
Because as you know, baseball is a kind of a very important is the strength.
Right.
If we don't have strength, we cannot talk.
Yeah.
To how we can win. So we are trying to squeeze sometimes and maybe use the parking lot at a space for a space that we can do the fitness training.
Yeah.
That's how we work right now. That is a kind of a difficulty that we are facing.
Well, you have to be extremely organized then, because if you don't have a lot of time, and you're trying to develop all these skills in your players, time must be important.
Yes, very important, because we only have 3 hours for each time practice. Then we have to organize what we have to practice beforehand, and we have to use every minute. We cannot waste the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they don't have any rest time or watering time, So we have to squeeze all the time, practice by practice, fully utilize that 3 hours. Because we know that, for example, in Japan, they have their whole day practice and then 6 days per week.
So right.
If we want to compete with them, we have to squeeze our time as much as possible. Although time is limited in Hong Kong. So that is how we work in Hong Kong.
Well, you know, and to all our listeners, we got some great listeners around the world. You know, when Jose and I were talking, I told Jose that we would just, you know, we'd introduce Hong Kong baseball. We'd introduce Jose as one of the coaches and directors. And then we'd also kind of start talking about the game a little bit. And we just hit on, an important topic, even though we didn't organize this topic, you know, the practice organization. Because we have a lot of coaches in the United States that also have limited time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your college, your high schools, your professionals, they've got plenty of time, most of them, to run practices and get ready for the season.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else that's our volunteers that maybe have, you know, they only practice twice a week, some of them, the same you guys do. So if you were talking to coaches out there, maybe tell them a little bit about, since you're limited in time, what areas you focus in the most and maybe some the least, or how do you prioritize all that? Give us an idea.
Actually, talk about the time limits. Actually, before we start our practice, I have a practice. We will have a discussion with our players. Make them know what is they have to prioritize their activities. Baseball should be not the first, but must be the second priority in their social life. So this is our deal between our coaches and the players. So after we have our deal, then we have a practice, we will focus more. Actually, right now, we are focusing more on the hitting skills, more than fielding or pitching. Because
time is that limited. Because you identified that's an area that you need more work on?
Yes. And as a baseball players, hitting or offense is more important than defense right now in Hong Kong because they have basic skills in defending or fielding skills. They have a kind of a fundamental skills already, but the hitting skill after these few years of my coaching experience told me that their hitting skills is not so strong enough to get points to get scores. So if we want to play the like the World Cup in Women's World Cup, we have to get scores. So we will focus more in hitting skill first, and then also the fitness part. Because in the Asian women's, our strength is not so strong compared to
Americans, Canadians,
Australian.
Yeah, Australians, right.
We are not so good. So we look at these 2 points first.
Yeah, and I noticed because a lot of the coaches in the class, you know, a lot of coaches I had in the class are young players,
yes.
You know, like maybe college or 18 years old or 22 years old. And I noticed because in the coaching stuff we're doing, we make the coaches do the drills,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they feel what it's like. And I noticed their fielding skills are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can see, I agree with you there that they're pretty, I see why you're working on the hitting. And I noticed, and then the next thing I noticed is what you did say, and these are the men, they swing the bat good, but the power's not there.
Yes.
You know, but they can get it. There's mm-hmm. no doubt. It's a lot of it has to do with the swing itself. Sometimes they even stop their swing too early.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the Asian style. I watch the Japanese, the Taiwanese, you know, same thing. They don't go all the way around. I mean, and they don't really try to hit it hard.
Yes.
So I understand why you're working on that. Is that something?
Yes. Maybe you observe them. I don't know if this is Hong Kong style or Asian style. They are so afraid to swing and miss the ball.
Right.
They just want to make a contact with the ball.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a kind of a coaching style in Hong Kong. Maybe they're afraid the coach will yell at them.
Yes.
Why you swing miss the ball?
Right.
So they try to cut with a contact with the ball, then their coaches will not yell at them.
Yeah.
So maybe from time to time they have the habit not to swing hard.
Right.
that is what I'm trying to correct them at
well,
this
that's,
moment.
That's good, because when we were in the cage and I was watching them do some drills, that's one of the things I was telling them, and actually trying to do drills where it made them swing hard.
Mm.
You know, so I told them, I said, I want you to hit this ball as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of your swing, I want you to stay balanced, but at the beginning, just hit it as hard as you can and as far as you can, whether it's off a tee, you know, or after soft toss.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that's good. That's once you identify that now, what else are areas that you think, you know, in your practices? Because, again, limited time that you need to spend time on more than some other areas. What's the next one maybe that you need to spend work on?
Maybe next step we'll have to work more in pitching.
Yeah. Now, do you do that every – you work on pitching every practice?
Yeah, we do pitching every practice.
And what's your main focus there?
Right now we are our standard is not so high. What we focus is make them to pitch the accuracy.
Good consistency.
Yes,
great.
The strike percentage.
Yep.
Yeah, what we are working.
And that's something hard. Anybody can do if they, you know, anybody can, if they work hard enough, right?
Yes.
They can locate pitches, but they got to work at it.
We believe that. And then we always encourage them to watch as much MLB or Japanese professional baseball to watch or to copy.
Yes.
How the pitchers, how they pitch.
Yes.
So this is what we are doing right now, and then we want to get more improved in
now,
that area.
How do you start? Like, give us an idea. Since we're on practice organization, then in a little bit here we're going to take a break, just kind of talk about a couple things, and then come back with Jose. Give us an idea at the beginning, like what you're going to, like when the guys get there or gals get there, what do you do? What's the first thing you do? You know, obviously they put their equipment away, they're getting ready to go, they're on the field. So now what do you do?
Okay. We will take all their equipment, and then I will ask them to come to the field. For example, we start at 7.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask them to come to the field around 6:45 to get ready all their equipment first, and then do all the warming up before we get into the field.
But obviously it's important that sometimes people forget this part. It's important that they put the equipment away, get it ready, organized, and all that, right? Because that's creating discipline.
Yes.
And now you're going, and then do they when you say they warm up before, explain that part. They're going to warm up before you actually start at 7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Explain that.
Yeah, because as I mentioned, time is limited. We have only 3 hours.
Mm.
So we don't want to waste the time in the field that we can use the field to doing the warming up.
Good idea.
So we are going to ask them to do the warm up before we can use the field. And then most of the warm up we are doing is the not the static one
right
now. We are moving, running, we do a lot of dynamic warm up. So we take around 15 minutes to do that warming up.
Now they're ready to go.
Yes, they're already ready to go before the field is ready for us to use. So then we can use all the 3 hours to do all the drills, all the practice, like the fielding practice, the batting practice, or the pitching practice. We can use all the 3 hours.
And how many coaches do you have with you?
Including me, I have 3 coaches.
Okay, including you, so 3. That's good, the 3 coaches. Every practice, do you prioritize? How do you prioritize what you're going to do? Is it the same thing, or is it different things every practice?
And
how do you decide that? As a head coach,
we have a plan, whole year plan.
So you have a whole year plan.
Yes.
Okay,
before
good.
we divided them in months. For example, in the very beginning, then we'll do more drill on the basic fundamental skills, and then after that, we'll do more fielding practice, a whole cooperation, and in the last 1 or 2 months, then we'll do more fanning match. Then we can do is to do the things that we learned before. So we have a whole year plan before we start the drill. We start the training.
Mm-hmm.
So and from time to time, we review the level that they can they already did what we expected, then we'll go to the next level. If their schedule is behind, then we'll rush up the schedule, and then if they already above the schedule, then we can move to the next level.
If you're at a certain point and you're not happy with how their development is, you stay with that till it gets better?
An example. In some circumstances, I will.
Yeah.
But I also ask them to do the extra practice. We'll give them some homework to do at their home.
That's great.
And then if they can do that correctly, then I think they will have this improvement.
You know, and that's an important thing, because to all our, again, we're talking to all our listeners, baseball coaches, you know, from all over the world. If you just, you know, when you're limited to two practices a week sometimes, you know, that's important that you tell your players that you need to spend extra time training, because twice a week you can't expect your coaches to change everything or to help you completely with that. You know, it's like playing the piano. You can't do it twice a week.
Yeah.
They expect you to do it seven times a week, you know, so the body gets used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great that you give them homework, because now you can see their progress if they're doing it.
Yes.
You know, and then if they don't progress, they can only blame themselves.
Yeah.
Because they haven't done their homework.
Yes, actually we did the homework, and also we set a target for them. And every player will give her a target, then they can materialize what they are improving or static or not going hard enough. They do it if she knows it is because herself is not practice hard enough, then she will do more.
And you take, so you have to identify each individual player of yours, identify their weaknesses, their strength, whether it's physical, mental, or anything, and now you have to tailor the program for that particular player, because you're not training robots.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Yeah. Okay, good. I'll tell you what, this has been great. Let's come back in a few minutes. We're just going to take, you're going to hear a couple minutes silence. We're going to mention a couple sponsors. We're going to come back with Jose to finish the show and talk more, since we're on that topic of practice organization, a topic we weren't going to talk about, but, you know, it's so important. And Jose fits right into the program, because, you know, here's a head coach that can only practice twice a week, and he's got to run a national team program, and that really fits with a lot of coaches out there all over the world. So I think our coaches are going to listen a lot and learn a lot. So at this time, this is all our listeners. Do us a favor. Go to Amazon and go to our website. Click on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything. You'll help us get some credit. Go to Amazon.com. You can buy my baseball drills book on Amazon.com. But anything you buy, just go to the website. Anytime you know you're going to buy something on Amazon, that would help the show out. And also, don't forget, email me anytime you have any questions, anything you'd like to mention. You know, we're always here to help you, all our coaches around the world. If you want, request my DVDs. I have 5 or 7 sets of DVDs that have over 100 instructions, drills, games. You can email me at petercaliendo@icloud.com to get that information. Okay, so, and don't forget, go to iTunes and click on, you know, iTunes and join the show, so that way you can get notices on every time you have a show. You'll know instantly, so you can listen to the podcast anytime you like. And if you really like the show, give us that 5-star rating, because that really helps, you know, for the show to continue and hopefully for our sponsors to continue. Okay, so again, to all our listeners, we thank you for being some great listeners. We hope you're getting a lot out of the show, and don't forget to email us.
Let's get it on with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock.
People say, oh, he's grabbing the fence. That's allowed. What's not allowed is for the fighter to actually grab a hold of it to control their body position or their opponent's. And we tell the fighter, if you do that, I am going to be telling you, let go of the fence, and I'm going to be actually grabbing, and I won't do it in a nice fashion. I'm going to be slapping or pulling your hand off of the fence. If that action upsets your balance, you fall down, something happens, too bad. I'm stopping you from doing something without taking a point from you.
To find out more, go to letsgetitonpodcast.com or find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Let's Get It On with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock, only on the Lineup Media Group.
now we are back with Jose Au from Hong Kong Baseball Association. He not only is the director of Hong Kong, one of the directors of the Hong Kong Baseball Association, but he's also the head coach of the Hong Kong women's baseball national team, which is a big responsibility because if I remember right, and when you're a national team program, if you do well, you can receive, this is also in Europe, I believe you can receive more funding.
Yes.
Right, explain how that works.
Actually, Hong Kong government, they have a ranking system. World Baseball, they have a ranking system, and Hong Kong government, they will give you funding if you are ranking higher, then give you more. Because they are quite encourage people to do more sports, but they have to how they can allocate their resources is all because of your ranking. If our ranking rank higher, then we can ask for more.
Yeah.
Then they will also support more. So this is how we work in Hong Kong.
All right, and we are, you know, we're talking, if you just joined us, we're talking to Jose about practice organization. Now, you know, I talked to Jose, he can talk about anytime he wants as we talk about practice organization, if he wants to talk about how he does that specific hitting stuff or how he wants to do, how he does his fielding, no problem, he can do that. We want to learn as much as we can. But one of the areas that I think will be important to talk about, when you're playing in competition, mm-hmm. you know, and obviously it's a national level, higher competition, and you're identifying why you're winning or why you're losing at times, you know, maybe there's certain teams you can't beat,
mm-hmm.
and you know why you can't beat them, what do you do in your practice to try to change that and what it might be? You know, how do they, in other words, I guess what I'm thinking about is, how do you take what you're learning in practice and transfer it into real game situations, because that's a challenge.
Yes, it's a very big challenge. For example, like our girls, they are not strong in hitting curve.
Yeah.
So we are working out a lot of practice to help them.
And by the way, you're not the only one, okay?
Yes.
Everybody in the world has trouble hitting curveballs. otherwise, we'd have more people advancing up to the high levels.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's a major identification. Struggle. Most hitters struggle to hit curveballs. Now, in Hong Kong, you may not see that many curveballs.
Yes, exactly.
We have the ability to see them, but we don't work at it enough. So tell us. I'm sorry. Continue to tell us how that works.
You're right, Peter. We don't have too many opportunities to see a high-level curveball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, like a women's team in Hong Kong, our best pitchers only pitching around 90 km per hour.
Yeah.
It's quite slow compared with the other countries. So even they do the curveball, it's too slow.
Yeah.
So that's why we will help them to do in two ways. One, we have a pitching machine, and the other one is we will ask for some men's team to help us because we practice together.
That's a good idea.
Hong Kong is a place is too small, but also advantages for us because we practice together with men's team.
Mm-hmm.
Compared with other like Japan, they cannot practice with men's team.
Right.
We have this kind of advantages.
That's so pretty smart. You had to come up with that, with the idea, can I get the men to practice with the women? Because now it's going to raise the women's level of competition.
Yes, exactly. Because even we practice as a coach, we cannot pitch so many balls for them to practice. So we'll ask the men's coach to help us. Because they also can practice at the same time. We only asked for the teams is under 18 teams.
Mm.
So I think that the speed and the skills are quite similar to our women baseball World Cup levels. So we asked them to help us to do more fastball practice or curveball practice. Then this is how we work right now in Hong Kong.
That's great. So you put a major emphasis during your practices on hitting off the machine as many curveballs as you can,
yes.
or maybe even, I guess even if you see a lot of curveballs, sometimes you don't even have to hit them.
Yes, yes, yes,
right?
Exactly.
If you're standing there and just watching curveball after curveball after curveball, I would think that would help.
That's help a lot. And then we did it also because Hong Kong, as I mentioned, no girls pitcher can pitch that kind of curveball. So sometimes I ask them to stand and watch more, and also the catcher also need to catch as much as possible, because the catcher also can have a improvement on catching, and if they catch the curveball also.
Wow, so that's interesting. I think that can help a lot of people. You know, when you talk about practice organization and you talk about things that you see that your team needs when you're actually in competition, mm-hmm. It's hard to make it real, right?
Yeah.
In practice. So give us another situation where maybe you do something that you try to make it as realistic as possible for your girls to compete.
Besides, we asked the men's under 18 teams to play a competition with us, a friendly match with us. We will also have some invite some B grade men's team also help us to have some friendly match together with our girls teams, and also we will do some drill that I'll try to as similar to the game as possible. We'll have a shorter pitching. We'll have a around
distance.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Pitching distance to make the speed faster, and try to just like the game that they will go going.
So you're making the game faster for them.
Yes.
So then it really looks slow.
Yes.
Later, hopefully.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
because
yes.
If they're training fast, and then again, that's another great idea, because you know you've got, you know, you make the game. If you make the field even smaller, now they have to be quicker.
Yes.
To get the ball there.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like playing softball.
Yeah.
Fast
pitch
softball. Have your baseball players playing fast pitch softball because they got everything so happen so fast.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden now they go back, right, and the field's bigger and it feels like, wow, this is easier.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. How long you been doing that?
Actually, last 2-3 years I've been doing that.
And have you seen, I mean, results?
We see the
you like the results?
Yes, exactly. That's why, I don't know the direct relation or not, because we have our first win in the 2 years ago, the World Women's Baseball World Cup. This is what we are looking for many years. We have been playing the World Cup for four times, but we cannot get any
right.
win. And then last time, 2 years ago, we have our first win. I think some of the reason is because we're running this kind of program.
Now, as far as pitching is concerned, pitching depth, is that an issue for you? Like, you know, you're pitching, you play 7 innings, I believe, right?
Yeah, 7 innings.
In the World Cup. And your pitchers, can they go a certain distance, or do they go 5 innings? Do you have many pitchers that can go longer, or do you have to use multiple pitchers?
We have to use multiple pitchers because the strength is not strong enough for them to. Every pitcher can pitch more than 7 innings per game. So we have to rotate the pitchers from each game.
What's your main focus with the pitchers? You said location.
Yes.
But now, what about as far as pitches? Is there something that you work harder on more than like a secondary pitch, or is it individual per pitcher?
We are working more on individual pitcher, and we count on them on right now we are doing like our strategy is to rotate around three. Most of them are pitching 3 or 4 innings at the most.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot count one pitcher to pitch 7 innings. So we are working out at that point, and then we are trying to coach them or train them to be a pitcher that can do more than 7 innings. But they can use each game, they can use 3 or 4 innings per game, then they can play 3 or 4 games in a row.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, we are going to come to the conclusion of the show. We're going to ask Jose another question, and then after that question, we're going to end the show. The final question, then you can add if you want to say anything to our coaches, give them any advice you like, please do so. But one of the questions I want to end with is, you know, baseball at the highest levels you know, sometimes can be too serious. You know, kids like to have fun, and you train young kids to have fun because when they have fun, you're going to learn more. You know, and adults aren't any different than kids are. You know, so do you, in your practices, are there things you do to make it fun for the players? It could be anything. I mean, but anything that just keeps them loose, because you know sometimes the pressure is so much that you know. Of course, we want to train them under pressure, but at the same time, we also want there to be times where you want to be loose and relaxed in your practices or whatever. What do you do? Do you do anything like that?
Yes, actually, we have a for example, Hong Kong is a place that sometimes we're facing a raining. If we have raining, we cannot practice.
Yeah.
But I come up with an idea that even if the raining time, we'll do the training. But we'll do another kind of training that helps them to know their teammates more. And then what we are doing is I'll ask them to make a topic to share with their teammates, whatever topics they can do.
Huh.
So every time when it's raining time, we cannot practice, I will ask them to bring out their topics and then have a discussion with their players. And the main aims for this activity is to make their teammates know more about what kind of person that they are playing with or practicing with. If you know a person more, then you will have more intention to practice, come here to practice, and also that you will work harder to practice because you know your friends more and more, and then maybe you will someday you will know more other knowledge than baseballs, because we are not just teaching baseball, we are teaching a bond. I want to give them have more bonding together with their teammates.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you know what's interesting about that is that people always ask, you know, well, what's team chemistry? What, you know, how do you get team chemistry? Well, if you're listening to the show, that's one area you just heard that's how you get the team chemistry. That's how you get players to, you know, play together. You know, they got to know who they are. You know, become friends, learn about each other's families. Yeah. You know, have a good time together. So sounds like you're doing an awesome job. I want to thank you. You know, from the inside pitch, from our show, Jose, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Peter.
Okay, and we hope to be back in Hong Kong. And, you know, we know that, you know, anytime our friends in Hong Kong need anything, that we will be there, you know, to help them.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. All right, now, so again, to all our listeners, we want to thank you. We are in Hong Kong where we did the coaching seminar out here. We had a great time. We've got great people that run the baseball association here. You're going to see Hong Kong baseball. You're going to hear more about them in the future. So don't forget, everybody, listen, help us out. Go to our Twitter page, at Inside Pitch Show. You can get a lot of tips, coaching tips there. We've got videos on our Facebook page, facebook.com/InsidePitch. And our website is theinsidepitchpodcast.com. Lots of information there. You know, and I mentioned earlier, you got anything you need, email us. You can email me directly at peter@insidepitchpodcast.com. Don't forget to join Stitcher or iTunes, our major podcasts. And remember, all our shows are on Lineup Media Group. You know, you can listen to other shows like Youth Baseball Talk and Let's Get It On at lineupmediagroup.com. Without them, we wouldn't be doing this show. Share everything with as many friends as you can, because you know the more coaches we can get the information out about the show, the better coaches we're going to have, the lot more players we're going to have in the game. It's going to grow the game. We're going to make players better. So, you know, the podcast is free. We've got some great speakers from all over the world that we interview. So we hope that you'll continue to listen and you'll tell all your friends. So remember, coaches education is the key to building the foundation of our sport. So keep getting smarter. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. Have a great coaching day from Hong Kong, and I will see you on the next show.
This has been The Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo, a Lineup Media Group production. Get access to all of our podcasts like Youth Baseball Talk, You're on the Clock NFL, And let's get it on with famed MMA referee Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock. Online at lineupmediagroup.com and on iTunes and Stitcher.